This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 920, Swap versus Change versus Exchange in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we tackle three important but confusing verbs, and we simplify them for you so that you can start sounding more natural.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Oh, Michelle, I'm ready for a change in seasons. I really am. Yeah, I'm back from Nicaragua and, you know, over there it was sunny and 95 degrees and hot, like midsummer here. You know, it's hard to come back to this kind of March weather. Wow.
Yeah. And it's weird because there's so many changes. So like one day it'll be really nice. I think we had a day in the 70s and then the next day there's a snowstorm.
I know.
And so like all these changes, like it's just like so quick. And I think it's easier to get sick around at this time of year too. Like with your body's just confused, right?
Probably. Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. So, Lindsay, I think we want to say thank you to our reviewers, right?
We do. We love our reviewers. Guys, I want to announce your name here today if you've reviewed us in your podcast player. So I want to say thank you to Anchan 11 from Japan, Naive from the USA, Lucio from Brazil, Prof. Bernie from Belgium, Luisa Ene from Romania, Botin Ha 1 from the US, Claudia Alcantara from USA, Ed Bibo from Dominican Republic, Joshi Kevin from Taiwan, Joy from Laos, and Diego Carrico from Canada. Thank you so much, guys. And if you want to hear your name announced on the show, go on over and leave us a review, guys. Awesome.
Awesome. All right. Thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. So cool.
All right. And we also want to remind you guys, you know, today we're going to be like having a lot of big conversations and talking about nuances of English. So it would be a great idea to go over to allearsenglish.com/subscribe to subscribe to get the transcripts.
Exactly. All right. Very cool. Let's dive into it.
Let's get to it. All right. So I don't know if our listeners were paying attention to the beginning of the episode because we were talking about change, right? The word change.
That's right. Exactly.
Right. So we have a question from a listener. I believe it was through our app, right?
We did. We had a good question. And by the way, guys, if you are using our new app, you should leave your review in there because that would be really helpful for us. And we do read those reviews and we will grab your questions from there. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses to get that new app.
Perfect. All right. So this question is from a listener about kind of what we were talking in the beginning. So Lindsay, could you read the question for us?
Absolutely. So here's the question. When should we use swap, change, and exchange? In my language, we generally use only one verb, so it can be tricky to know which verb to use in English. This is from Carol J.W.
All right. Awesome. Wow. Okay. Yeah, wow. What a great question. I love these questions that are like really show how our listeners are paying attention to the nuances of English, right?
Yeah.
This is tricky. This is tricky.
Yeah, exactly, Michelle. Maybe at first glance, this question wasn't so bad, but then once you went deeper into it, you found out it's pretty complicated, right? A little bit.
It is kind of complicated. Yeah. And so, I mean, that's great that our listeners are picking up on these kinds of things because these three words are very similar, don't you think, Lindsay?
They are similar, but we're going to show you guys how to make it simple today. So don't worry and relax and just listen today. Yeah.
Don't worry. Exactly. So we're going to be focusing on these as verbs, right? Because that's what our listener asked about, but we'll also make little comments about how else they can be used. All right.
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay, so the first one we're going to start with is change, because to me, this one is like the most frequently used one. I don't know if that's official, but I feel like I use this mostly more than the others in my vocabulary. What do you think, Lindsay?
I would say definitely the same thing. I mean, it seems like change is more general, a more general term kind of maybe, and definitely more common for me.
Yeah, I agree. And so I looked in many dictionaries, but I saw one definition that said it means to make or become different, right?
Okay.
So in this one, we are just focusing on making something different, right? Yeah. So for example, I want to change my order. Please give me the cheese pizza instead of the pepperoni one.
Yeah, right? I love
so
that.
So we're altering it. We're adjusting something in some way, right, Lindsay?
Sure. Easy, right? Got it. Yes.
Right. Or like, I need to change my attitude and become more positive, right? So we know that one. So, and you know, very briefly, you could use it as a noun, like, I need a change in my life, or do you have any change? Like for money, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, exactly. So change, what does that mean when we say, do you have any change? Are we meaning like instead of dollar bills? What are we meaning? Like smaller items?
Or, yeah, I think of it. Well, I mean, when I hear change, I think of clinky money, like, okay. You know, the coins, but, yeah. Uh-huh. But it could also, I mean, I was also in a cab with my friends the other night and my friend's husband said to her, do you have any change? And he didn't mean coins. He just meant any small bills.
Exactly. And now that we have Venmo, we don't even have to worry about handling money.
Yeah, right? Really?
Yeah, Venmo is pretty cool. It's a new app where you can actually like pay your friends. If you guys split a cab fare or something, you can pay your friend through the app. So cool. A little plug for Venmo. Cool.
Very nice. Very nice, Lindsay. Okay. All right. So what about exchange, Lindsay?
Okay. So this one is more about like a trade, right? It's used often when we talk about purchases. And one example would be we exchanged numbers. So this is not about purchases, but we exchanged numbers, meaning we traded them. So hopefully we'll speak next week. That means hopefully one of us will call each other, right?
Right. Or this one is about purchases. So I can't believe they didn't let me exchange my sweater. There was a hole in it.
Jeez, that's terrible. They should totally let you exchange that.
Right. And so that's different from return. So like exchange would be like you give them the sweater and they give you something back. It could be the same sweater or, you know, a different something you choose, right?
Whereas like a return would be you just get your money back, right?
Yeah. Okay. Would you say exchange could be only if you're getting the exact same thing back? Or would you say it if you're like, if you choose something else, would you still say I'm exchanging this?
I think it depends on the store and their rules, but I think it doesn't have to mean that. It could be you get a different item, maybe for store credit or something, right?
That's what I think. I think just giving it back and getting something in return.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right. Or you can use this as a noun for, you know, you might see in a receipt, like no exchanges after 30 days, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Or what's something else you could use with exchange?
Well, sometimes, not as common, it seems more formal to me, but we talk about a conversation as being an exchange. Like you could say like an encounter. An encounter. Like, oh, that was a really unpleasant exchange, right? You know, or we had an exchange on the street, that kind of thing. But I don't use it that way very much, personally.
Right. Yeah. So I think you would more frequently hear it about, like, no exchanges, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's move over to swap.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Okay.
So this one I think is very similar to exchange. Don't you think, Lindsay?
Yeah. How is it different though?
Well, in looking around, it seems to me from what I've seen online and thinking about it that exchange is a little bit more formal. Right? Yeah. It's a little more formal. So exchange information or something like that, right? What do you think of that, Lindsay?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say too. Like, I think that swap is like you're saying, this first example you have here, it is, wow, your smoothie looks amazing. Let's swap so we can try each other's. Now, right. If you're in like a smoothie shop with your friend, I don't know if you would say exchange that much, because it feels more formal. It feels more like something a store would, you know, for returns, exchanges. But you're just with a friend, like, hey, let's swap. Do you want to swap or trade?
Right. You could say trade for sure. But definitely swap sounds like, but do you say swap, Lindsay?
Yeah, I would tend to say trade in that case, but you could definitely say swap.
Yeah. I agree. I saw somewhere, I don't know if this is true or not, but in one of the places that I looked, somebody mentioned something like swap is more common in British English. Oh, I'm not sure if this is true, but anybody who maybe is in England or something, maybe let us know if you've heard swap a lot, but I feel like trade is more common here. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, so for our listeners, if any teachers are listening today, British English teachers, guys, go to our blog, allersenglish.com, and type in, what is this, Michelle, 920 or 920? Mm-hmm, yeah.
I could be totally wrong, but I'd definitely be curious to know if that's true.
Yeah, for sure.
Right. Or you could say like, after you're finished with your book, can we swap? I've been waiting to read that one. Right. So just trade, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, it's really trade. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. So, or as a noun, you could say like, that swap wasn't fair. Give me my car back.
It also makes me think about like, sometimes you see this word used to talk about events, like a clothing swap or
a house swap or wasn't there like a show called Wife Swap?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe that got discontinued, right?
Yeah.
Too much drama. No.
But yeah, that's the basic idea with swap, right? So I think exchange is a little bit more formal, and swap, I would say, is closer to trade than anything.
Yeah.
And it seems like, Lindsay, you agree that you would probably use trade in place of swap most of the time.
Yeah, except for when it's that kind of event type of situation, like more of a community event, you know, a canned food swap or something. I don't know, like that kind of thing that's set up in a grassroots format. Yeah.
Right. So those are the basic differences. Now, I just want to bring something up. So here's a confusing example, because all the time, you know, people tell, oh, this is the rule, this is the rule, this is the rule. And then you're like, wait a second, but with this and with that, right? And it's natural, right? Because we want to know the answers to everything, right? And in learning a new language, you want everything to make sense. But here is a confusing one that I thought of, Lindsay, and I was wondering if we could dissect this together. So we talked about change being more just to like alter something, like adjust it, things like that, right? So and exchange means more like to trade something, right?
Yeah.
So this one, these shoes are uncomfortable, let me change into my sneakers.
Yeah.
So but if I'm a student and I just heard that explanation, I'm like, wait, but you're trading the sneakers, you're changing them for different sneakers, right? Because if you say, you could say, I exchanged the shoes at the mall for the ones in my size. That one is very clear. Now, what do you think about that, Lindsay?
Well, I think our listeners here should learn just this. This is a step, kind of a chunk, right? It's to change into something like, I'm transforming my body and like my clothing into those sneakers, right?
Right.
And think of it in that sense. We use to change, hey, do you want to change into a sweater? It's kind of cold out. This is a chunk we use all the time, guys. And so I would learn that separately for our listeners. What do you think, Michelle?
Yeah, I agree. I think, I think sometimes we've talked about this on the show before, you know, we got really worried about like the minutiae and like the exact rules. And I think you got it exactly right, is that we have to think about the chunks, and we've talked about that before. And so that's why if you hear an example that's a little bit outside of what I just told you, it's okay. And you know, there may not be any real rhyme or reason for it. And just, oh, but if you're changing, you know, like, when learning other languages, of course, like I'm always tempted to like, what, wait, but why, but this is that and that is that, you know, and it gets confusing. And so I think just try and, you know, if you hear something that's a little bit outside of a rule, right? Mm-hmm. Just realize that in English, you know, there's so many exceptions, and to think about the chunks, right, Lindsay?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it comes back to like a mindset, right? I mean, when I was in vacation in Nicaragua, I was reminded how much I actually enjoy ambiguity. You know, it's like embracing the ambiguity. Like, we're not going to know everything, and we can, and that makes us feel humble. It makes us feel good. Like, we're human. We can't know everything. And that has to be okay when we're learning a new language, guys.
Right, exactly. And so we're going to do a role play, actually. And it kind of, there's something that kind of comes up that's a little bit similar, that would be a good chunk to learn. So we're going to go for it. All right, Lindsay?
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. So in this situation, Lindsay and I just got into a little bit of a fender bender.
Oh, gosh. Jeez, which is why I don't drive.
A little accident with a car. Okay. All right. So in this situation, I just bumped Lindsay's car.
Oh, right. My gosh, Michelle. Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay, so, and we're both getting out of our cars in this situation. So, okay. Oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
I'm fine. Are you okay?
Yeah, sorry. I didn't see you when I was changing lanes.
It's okay.
Well, let's exchange information so we can be in touch through insurance.
Definitely.
Okay, and then you start writing, you start getting your pen out to write.
Okay. Oh, my pen isn't working. Can we swap?
Sure, here it is.
Okay. Thanks. Okay, that's great. That's great. Oh, Michelle, I hope we never get into a fender bender.
Well, neither of us. I can't imagine a situation in which the two of us would be driving like
me
right
neither,
next to us.
Because we're city people. Although once in a while I rent a car, but no, probably we wouldn't.
No, I drive. I mean, I can definitely knock on wood. Oh my gosh. But I can't imagine that the two of us would be driving right next to each other at any time in the near future.
Highly unlikely.
Yeah. So, but anyway, let's hope for the best. Okay. So let's go through this. So, I said, sorry, I didn't see you when I was changing lanes.
Okay.
Now, I could say, well, I'm switching from one lane to another, so aren't I trading them? But this is a chunk to change lanes.
Yeah, this is why we got to learn in context, right? I mean, exactly. This is a driving chunk. Guys, learn the driving chunks, you know? I mean, we don't say trade lanes. We don't say exchange. We say changing lanes. It's always that way.
Right. And, you know, I wanted to give you the basic rules so that you can, you know, the basic understanding of like how these could be slightly different. But I think it mostly comes down to the chunk and definitely changing lanes. No one is going to say, if I said to you, Lindsay, I was exchanging lanes.
I'd be like, what planet are you from?
Right. But technically, it makes sense. I mean, I was trading them. I was trading one for another, but it's the chunks, guys. Okay. So the next one, what did you say? I said something about information, right, Lindsay? What did I say?
Yeah, you said, let's exchange information so we can be in touch through insurance. So that means that I'm taking your information and you're taking mine. So it's an exchange.
Right, exactly. And then you started to write my information and you said, my pen isn't working. Can we swap? So, you know, maybe you would say trade or whatever. And this is kind of informal. So it seems like we're like kind of being friendly about this. No one's too upset. So I guess it's okay to use something like swap.
Yeah, no, I think that's fine. And there are other things that you could say here too. I might say like, you know, can I borrow your pen? That would be the most common. But just for the sake of the example today, guys, that works. You know, it's casual, you know, between two people. Can we swap?
Exactly. So there you have it, guys. Lindsay, what's the takeaway for today?
Well, I mean, so the idea here, guys, is listen to how these are used and get as many examples in your mind as you can, and then go out and look for them, right? These are very similar words, but we've tried to break it down for you and make it as simple as possible today. So you have the rules, and now just go out and look for them in context to reinforce that. And don't forget that there's always going to be exceptions, but embrace the ambiguity.
That's the theme. Don't worry too much, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Awesome. All right, Lindsay. Well, thanks for hanging out today. This was fun. And thanks to our listener for that great question.
Awesome. I'll talk to you soon, Michelle. Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks, Lindsay. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.